By the way, I think I got a vacation coming up. I think we're going to spend the week in New York City. And I think David Byrne is on Broadway right now doing a show from the Talking Heads.
American Utopia.
Yeah, which I would love to see. So, John, yesterday, clear this up for me. So there you are playing Game of Games, and it's Andy's game.
Yeah.
And Andy apparently didn't have a tiebreaker.
Correct.
So it was you and Greg in the tiebreaker match?
Correct. And earlier in that round, I asked if Andy, can you tell me what year the whole thing was about Die Hard? I said, can you tell me what year Die Hard came out? And Bergman jumped in and said, no, you cannot tell him that because it'll help him answer questions. And I said, okay. So when we needed a tiebreaker, I knew I didn't know for sure. Greg didn't know for sure. So we just made that the tiebreaker. And then I nailed it. I got the exact year it came out.
So it was your own question, and you nailed it.
But it was a guess. I didn't know.
What year did it come out?
I guessed 88.
Yeah, I would have guessed 89. It's right in that range. You guessed it. You set the tiebreaker. You wrote the question. You got it right on the nose.
Yeah, but I didn't know.
You don't think that deserves some form of investigation, some kind of oversight?
Well, you can investigate if you want, but I didn't know the answer. And I as proof that I didn't know the answer, I tried to get him to tell me in the thing, and he wouldn't tell me.
It's like you writing the questions for Jeopardy and then going on as a contestant.
Like on Quiz Show.
That's a great movie, by the way. So I wanted to actually talk about, I don't know if you guys got to this yesterday, but the Senate is investigating Ticketmaster.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit.
Antitrust issues, and it all stems from this Taylor Swift debacle where everybody went in there into Ticketmaster and waited and used their codes and all that stuff, and then Ticketmaster crashed. If you ever buy anything from Ticketmaster, you will notice that there's like a $20 surcharge on everything. Convenience fee, service fee, whatever that is, they just tack whatever it is on. And I think what the senators who involved here are saying is that there needs to be competition. There needs to be competition for Ticketmaster because that's better for the consumer. It will ultimately create more competitive pricing. John, do you think there should be some form of investigation into Ticketmaster?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. I wasn't sure that Ticketmaster is a monopoly. Now, in this case, they were the only vehicle for which you could purchase Taylor Swift tickets.
Correct.
So they were a monopoly in this case. But, Mace, if you and I want tickets to stuff, we often go to the secondary market, which is something that anybody can do if they want to.
Right, but the problem with the secondary market is everything gets marked up. It becomes in a, like, for example, we were looking at going to Vegas.
Well, sometimes it gets marked down.
We were looking to go to Vegas and see Adele a couple of weeks back, and it's like the tickets are like $2,000 a pop.
Right, but in the case, like, I think if you put your Rams tickets up for sale in the secondary market this weekend, you might not even get face value. So it depends. It's supply and demand, like anything else.
See what I'm saying? There needs to be another ticketing service to drive consumer prices down.
Yeah, I have no – Ticketmaster botched the whole Taylor Swift rollout, so I have no problem with them getting investigated, and I'm all for people having multiple ways to get tickets to stuff. Emily is a big Taylor Swift fan, the girl who produces Travis and Sliwa, and she figured out a way to get tickets.
We figured out a way to get them. We've got them for the Friday of her tour.
So,
my sense is
if you really, really wanted them, you could.
Yeah.
But hey, let me ask. I want to bring up something with you and Michael because you guys weren't here yesterday. That we did yesterday. I love Lamar Odom.
Yeah,
he's like one of my favorite guys that have ever played for the Lakers. He's just a great guy. Michael loves him. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Lamar. He had the weirdest take about something yesterday. He thinks the Phoenix Suns having a gorilla for a mascot is racist.
Oh.
Here's what he said on a podcast.
Well, I feel bad for the Suns fans because they ain't going to never get what y'all probably deserve. Probably to change the mascot.
What does that mean? You don't like the gorilla?
Nah, bro.
Do you think there's like some racial connotations with the Suns gorilla?
Come on, bro. And the thing that's funny is like they kind of like slid that one by for all these years. Nobody like says anything about that. Well, okay.
It is random.
Gorillas in the desert. You can't find any.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
You could probably find a cactus or...
In terms of like the animal chosen, We're in Phoenix. It's the Suns. I don't know what the Suns.
And in basketball, bro, it's just like, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So, now, last week I said there was this thing with that happened on the SEC network where Peter Byrne said something to Ben Watson about his wife. And I thought, boy, that was harmless, and people killed me. No, it wasn't harmless.
You got to be more sensitive. I also felt that that was just a passing joke. I was surprised it blew up into a gigantic incident.
People are looking to be offended about everything.
So it was disrespecting the wife.
Yeah, Greg thinks it was.
All right, that's fine.
All right, yeah, Greg. Sure. Okay, so does anybody here, because I'm not black, does anybody here think Lamar has a point?
No, I'm black. I'll speak for every black person.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's what the world needs is one person to speak out.
You know what, then? Let's take gorillas out of the zoos. Let's not even take pictures of them in the jungles anymore. Come on. Please.
Yeah, it's such a ridiculous take.
Every team has got to stop this madness.
That's what I think, but I thought the Ben Watson thing was ridiculous.
No. If you think, come on. Huh? Who thinks that way?
Lamar.
That's what I mean. Something's got to be off. What do you think that way? Oh, that's when you finish gorilla. Oh, that's racist. Come on.
Michael, here's the thing about that was on a podcast, right, John?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody's appearing on podcasts all the time. I've got a podcast. A lot of people have podcasts now. And in a podcast, you have the opportunity, because there are no commercial breaks, to just sort of ramble and let the conversation go where it goes. Lamar didn't feel like he had a point there. He brought up something in casual conversation and it turned into something. But everybody is on podcasts all the time. And I can tell you from my experience, people on a podcast are way more candid than they are, for example, on the radio.
You know, that's true. I've done your podcast a couple of times and it's just you and another person yapping. So you feel maybe a false sense of casual security. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what came out of
I will drop an F-bomb on my podcast. Mm-hmm.
You'll drop an F-bomb on the radio sometime to time.
It's true.
Should the Celtics get rid of the leprechaun? That's stereotyping Irishman, isn't it?
I let me speak for all Irishmen.
For the Irishman.
No, do not
Thank
get
you.
Rid of the leprechaun.
Thank you. Jeez, come on.
I think it's being way too sensitive. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
It's looking for something that's not there. Yeah. It's like looking for Bigfoot. Or the
Bigfoot
Yeti.
You don't believe in Bigfoot?
You know why I don't?
Why?
Because if Bigfoot existed, let's say that species has existed for years and years, decades, hundreds of years, wouldn't we find remains in the forest someplace?
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. You don't believe in Bigfoot.
No.
But you do believe a ghost at a hotel in Berkeley stole your wine.
Here we go again. Yeah. Do I have to tell a story again?
Do you see how those are conflicting things?
No, because no one's ever seen a Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. People have seen ghosts.
No, there are pictures of Bigfoots.
Oh, please, somebody out there walking around in a suit.
Or big feet, I guess would be correct.
Somebody walking around there with a big old tennis racket on their feet or something. But listen. Here's my story.
I'm going to get two tennis rackets and walk outside your room with Bigfoot.
Exactly. Wear snowshoes on with toes on them. And say, look, Bigfoot's here.
Michael, someone stole your wine. Look at the footprint.
So I go to my hotel room, folks. It's the NBA Finals 3 years ago, I think. And it's midnight. I come back. I've got a glass of wine in my one hand, and I got some packages in the other hand. So I need to put something down so I can open my door. I put the wine down by my door so I could open the door. I walk in to the hotel.
To your room.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's nobody else on this floor. This hotel's empty. The front desk told me this, okay? There's no one in the rooms near me. This is midnight. There's no maid service. There's no butler service. Mm-hmm. There's nothing.
So dramatic.
Yes. The place, and it's a long, empty, spooky hall in this hotel that is known to be haunted.
Right.
Yes.
I put my wine glass down.
Red rum.
I put my wine glass down. I walked in my room for 5 seconds. Yep. I came back out to pick up my wine glass. It was sitting by the door. It was gone.
Oh.
No, Mace, don't arm me. Michael. You explain to me how that disappeared.
I got it.
What?
Bigfoot took it.
Somebody took it, and it wasn't no hotel guest.
How do you know it wasn't a hotel guest? You were in your room with the door closed.
For 5 seconds.
Anybody could have walked up and taken that.
No. The other day, then I had a mojito the next night. I drank the mojito. I put my empty glass outside the door and sat there for a day.
Yeah, what you should have said to the ghost? Mm. Hey, ghost, back the F up.
Give me my F and wine back. But if I'd have seen that glass floating off, you'd have seen one brother running out of the thing, yelling and screaming, my eyes so wide. Somebody explain to me how my wine disappeared in 5 seconds.
Michael, I just think you believe in nonsense. The ghost thing is nonsense.
Okay, explain this one.
It's totally in your head. You find out. No, here's what happens. Michael finds out, we're staying in a haunted hotel.
It is.
Then every single thing
that happens is confirmation bias.
Yep. It's like, oh, that moved there and that moved there. Must have been the ghost. Must have been Effie, all that stuff.
The San Antonio Spurs don't stay in that hotel anymore because one tight night they checked in, player went to his room. They said it was vacant. He heard children playing in his room. He didn't open the door because someone was in his room.
Right.
Went back to the hotel front desk and said, I'm sorry, but you gave me a room that's occupied. Hotel clerk said, there's no one in your room, sir. He says, but I had children in there playing, laughing, and giggling. He says, sir, there's nobody in your room. Your room's vacant.
Spurs have not stayed at that hotel since.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, the Claremont Hotel is known to be haunted. That's a known fact.
And because it's known to be haunted, you believe that it's haunted.
Mace, how did my wine disappear in 5 seconds? A full glass of wine with nobody in the hotel?
By the way, I bet you this story has been embellished
over
the years.
Mace, it freaked me out.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
I couldn't believe it.
But I think it's been embellished over the years. I think it was longer than five seconds.
I told you verbatim exactly how it happened.
John, are you buying this story at all?
Hell no.
Why not, Ireland?
Because.
Do I thought look like I would make it up?
Yes.
No, you look like the kind of person who's very susceptible to intimations of a ghost.
You understand the inconsistency in your positions here.
No, what is
you
it?
You don't believe in Bigfoot, but no. you do believe a ghost stole your wine.
Oh, I believe
in
spirits and ghosts, yes.
Okay.
Places have been haunted.
So why couldn't Bigfoot be real?
Because there are no remains of dinosaurs that prove the dinosaurs lived. There's no remains of a Bigfoot or a Yeti anywhere.
I'm going to fix that.
Yeah.
Mace, let me borrow a couple of tennis rackets. I'm going to walk outside Michael's room on this
picture, and you will see exactly. You'll see what Bigfoot looks like.
And people, believe me, people are all through the Pacific Northwest forest fishing, hunting, and everything. They never see a Bigfoot. Okay. It's not like it's in a remote area where no one goes. The forests up there are filled with lumberjacks, people hunting, people fishing.
Yeah. Yeah,
people camping, and nobody's seen a Bigfoot.
That's the end of Bigfoot conversation. All right, coming up next for you, I actually have an idea that I want to bounce off you guys regarding USC football. Plus, I want to go through tonight. The Lakers are hosting the Blazers.
From the Pacific Northwest,
5.5-point favorites in that game.
What?
Then they go out on a 6-game road trip. I want to talk to these guys who are going to be calling the games, who are going to be traveling with the team, about what we can expect from the road trip. That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So Andrew G tweets this: Ticketmaster charges a convenience fee, but that's the only way to purchase the ticket. So how is that convenient? Very good point.
And very fair.
They're just sticking it to consumers. That's the problem. The other thing I wanted to mention here is that somebody is saying that Sean McVay, when he said who reported that, we should pull that and use it as a drop.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Definitely.
All right.
Who reported that?
We pulled that part.
We pulled the nice part.
Which
oh, nice is good, yeah.
Because that was his answer to you. When you said when pro football talk, he said.
Oh, nice.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
That's why we pulled that.
Yeah, that was his answer. He goes, oh,
okay,
nice.
I like it. I like
oh,
it.
Nice.
All right, so let me get to the main thing here.
Hey, Mace, I think you may have something backwards.
Okay, tell me.
You said the
totally possible.
The Blazers are 5.5-point favorites.
Is it the other way?
It's got to be.
The Lakers are the favorites.
Yeah, because there's no Damian Lillard.
I said the Lakers are the favorites.
No, you said the Blazers were the favorites.
Oh, the Lakers are the favorites by 5.5.
Yeah, it's because there's no Damian Lillard and they've lost 6 out of 7. I watched the Blazers play last night. They played the Clippers last night in Portland.
Yeah,
and no, they were up like 15 in the fourth quarter and blew
it. Yeah. Wow, with no Paul George and no Kawhi.
And no John Wall.
Jeez.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, I that's a case of me. I misspoke. And by the way, it happened probably 10 times today.
Yeah, I may have given you a run for your money.
You have the clip? Jorge? It's been reported that Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, that could potentially be it for this year. Do you think they will come back and play?
Who reported that?
It was on Pro Football Talk.
Oh, nice.
Who made that crap up?
By the way, and as a Rams fan, and I'll be at the game on Sunday, and I'll be at the game next Thursday night when they play the Raiders and all that stuff, I'm going to be – I think there's only 3 home games left. I think it goes Seattle and followed by the Raiders, followed by Denver on Christmas Day. I'll be at all those games. I don't want to see Matthew Stafford out there.
You're not a Laker fan, are you?
I mean, we're on the same page, my man.
I don't want to see Matthew Stafford. I don't want to see Aaron Donald
play. Can we have a moment of honesty?
Yeah.
Hey, I love it. Don't tempt me with a good time.
If Matthew Stafford's out there, what's the point?
He has no. He's like he's got no chance.
Yeah, I mean, there's no offensive line. His best receiver's not there.
Sean likes to say, "I want to put players in a position where they can succeed." That is not a position where he can succeed.
I agree with you. Let's see what let's see what Bryce Perkins has got.
Yeah.
How come you're not a Laker fan?
What's that?
How come you're not a Laker fan?
Who says I'm not a Laker fan?
You never go to a game. You go to
every game.
You go to every Rams game.
Yeah, because I paid a lot of money.
Well, you could go to Laker games for free.
Yeah, but he goes to some Laker games. He just leaves at halftime.
Yeah, I leave at halftime when I go.
Well, why don't you leave at halftime at a Rams
game? Here's the weird thing. So I go to football games, right? I go to USC games and I go to Rams games. When you're at a game, you don't actually see it the way you see it on TV. So I find myself texting Greg or somebody, was that pass interference or was that a legit call or who got hurt or whatever? Because you can't see it when you're at the game. When you're watching a game on TV, you get different access to it. Like, I think it's cool to be in the arena. I think it's cool to be at the games and watch the games. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you do have a better view on TV than you do live. Do you agree with that?
Yes, but don't they have that video board all around the stadium? That they could put replays up there, like on pass interference calls and stuff like that?
They do, but you still don't know. You still don't know exactly what they're saying on the broadcast, so you don't really have any idea. I'm not sure if a call's right or wrong, necessarily. I just think you see more when you're watching it on TV. I like being part of the crowd. I will, now that football season's ending, go to some Laker games, especially since they're playing better. But don't say I'm not a Lakers fan.
All right. Well, when USC plays Georgia for the championship, you're going to go to that game, wherever it is?
I have tickets.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's at SoFi.
It's at SoFi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got SoFi.
So I already told Mason, if he ends up not going, if it turns out that game's Georgia Michigan, he's going to get his money back. He'll be able to sell it because that's a once in a lifetime chance. Yeah. That was a good investment by
you. Can you imagine if USC gets there?
Yeah.
It'll be weird because it'll mean the Rams and USC won titles if they win.
So if USC hangs on
in
to
that
four,
stadium in LA 2 years in a row. So
they stay at four, they'll play Georgia in the first game, right?
Georgia in the first round, yep.
They could beat Georgia.
Georgia's pretty good.
They may get extra credit and move ahead of TCU.
Well, TCU still has a game.
Yeah, they still have a game. They've got their conference championship game. I forget who they're – I think they're playing Kansas State. But I think they've got a chance to even jump to the 3, which would be better. I'd like to avoid Georgia until the final. All right, so we've been doing this Grubhub password thing for a while.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done it today.
So I have asked – John to change my Grubhub password.
And oh, nice.
To something that I don't know. And then I've been given the opportunity to ask yes or no questions in order to figure out what the password is so I can order donuts again like a normal Steve Mason would do. So I have asked about dogs, Venice, Juan, Jacob and Ronnie, the show, the station, Halloween, the NFL, Lakers, food, something to do with technology, cars, anything to do with a sponsor, anything to do with food. And my next yes or no question is, does it have something to do with water?
No.
Ah!
We gave Andy Kamenetsky the whole show yesterday, and he couldn't come up with
nothing.
Yeah, I thought maybe it had something to do with my jacuzzi. You say it's something I talk about all the time.
All the time.
Michael, do you know what it is?
No, yeah, I don't think he knows. Y'all give you, Michael, you can ask a yes or no question
okay,
if you like.
Let's see. Does it have something to do with movies?
Oh, good question.
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, all right, here we go. We got a yes. We got a yes.
All right, Mace.
Mace, what's your guess?
My guess is Chinatown.
Got it!
Yes! Hey!
Got it! I've been wondering.
Why Chinatown?
It's his favorite movie.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
Mace, I'm stunned. It took you a month to get there.
Oh,
and by the way,
give me half the money, Mace.
It is. Yeah, and you wouldn't have got it without Michael.
Right. Without Michael, I wouldn't have had it.
That's right.
And I know how much you love movies. You never said, is it about movies? Is it about entertainment?
You're right.
I thought about movies because he owned theaters. That's and Mace, with that.
During this month, you have very casually dropped Chinatown, what do you think, Greg, 10 times?
Easily. There was one time where when John was off and Andy Kamenetsky was here and you asked me something like, is it about the Lakers? Wait, and I said no. And Andy Kamenetsky then said, I wonder if it's something like Chinatown or something like that. And he actually said,
really?
you guys started talking about Chinatown. And I texted Ireland like they're talking about it right now.
If you listen very quietly, Mason's already ordering a Grubhub of donuts.
Now, Mason, I capitalized it, but try it. Try it once capitalized and try it once not capitalized. And I guarantee you, you'll get in.
Okay.
Are you ordering some donuts
and
tonight?
I'm going to order donuts immediately.
Yeah, Mace, I'm actually glad you got it today because Michael and I are going on this long road trip, so you would have had to wait a week and a half before you had to try again. But now you can happily order from Grubhub the entire time. This trip, Michael and I are going on, six cities, all cold weather, all back east.
Three and three. Lakers got to come back 3-3.
Got to come back through. Yep, because Chinatown worked.
There you go.
How about that?
I'm in.
Lowercase or capital.
And a couple of times you would you said it like four times, and then we went right into the Grubhub segment. Like you go, yeah, well, my favorite movie is Chinatown, and I can watch it all the time. And okay, let's get to the Grubhub thing.
And it was right there. Oh,
and Greg and I are just looking at each other like, and at least three times. Somebody tweeted you the correct answer.
Did Jorge
is that
know what
right?
It was too?
Yeah.
Jorge didn't know. They didn't trust you. Huh?
Did you notice somebody tweeted it yesterday?
Yeah, someone tweeted yesterday. Someone called yesterday and had it.
Yeah.
Did they call yesterday and had it?
And then, Mace, you a couple times you've been tagged in the tweets, and Bergman and I will send the tweet to the other guy with like big exclamation points going, well, he's going to get it now for sure. And
not
you just
once.
Never figured it out.
Finally. Finally, I'm free.
Mace, that's not a ridiculous word that I picked, right?
No, no, it's definitely something I talk about and say all the time. I mean, I've got a Chinatown poster hanging right in front of me.
Is that signed by Robert?
So Robert Towne. You literally had the answer right in front of you for the last two shows.
I've got a framed Chinatown poster right directly in front of me. I'm looking at it.
Is that your password for all your accounts?
No, that was my. I came up with that.
No, that's my the John password.
Yeah, he didn't know until just now until you helped him.
So what kind of donuts you ordering?
I'm going to order two donuts. It is
two dozen or two?
A chocolate old fashioned. So it's an old fashioned donut, right, which I think is very underrated.
Wait, can you give me an honest answer to something?
Yeah, yeah.
Honest. Promise you'll be honest?
Honest.
You're ordering two donuts?
Two.
Does Juan get any of either donut?
No, he gets two also.
Oh, you order four.
Yeah, we have okay. matching donut. You have to have the same number of donuts as Juan does.
Got it.
So I'm getting a chocolate old fashioned, which is an old fashioned donut, which is delicious and underrated, dunked into chocolate. So there's like a chocolate. It's almost like a ho ho on the outside. You know what I'm talking about? A chocolate coating. And then I'm getting a vanilla cream donut. They have the best vanilla cream, and I get a side of cream. So you can dunk the donut, the cream donut, into the cream. And get even more of the donut taste.
This is the first donut you've had in how long?
This will be the first donuts I've had since we changed the password.
But aren't you like? Didn't you like get off of the habit? Didn't you break the habit?
Yeah, maybe I did break the habit.
So why are you ordering again?
Maybe I should just change my ways.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody just tweeted me something absolutely outrageous that we should talk about next.
Okay, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, it's the holiday season officially because we're playing Christmas music. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Michael Thompson hanging out today. Ireland, you got a memo. Is that a memo about
Love
Actually?
No, somebody sent me a story that Love Actually. I've said this many, many times on the show that I could never be with somebody who doesn't get Love Actually.
What's a movie about cheating?
It's not cheating. It's not there cheating. Was no cheating that occurred.
Nobody cheated.
It is ridiculous to suggest that. It was a pity kiss.
By the way, did you record the show last night? They did an ABC special.
Did I record it? Did I watch it live and then go back and watch it again after I recorded it? Of course.
Nice.
This particular one that Casey Kiernan, who is a guy who was speaking of podcasts, has a really good podcast, sent it to me. He goes, please comment on this. It's some woman that wrote an article saying that none of the women have any power in Love Actually. Just don't try and read too much into it. It's just a really good Christmas movie. Some of the relationships are complicated and sad. Some of the other ones are happy and fun, but it just nails it. I watch it every year. It's the greatest Christmas movie of all time. And if you like Love Actually like I do, you should find the Diane Sawyer thing from last night because it was really good.
And the eternal question, Greg, why do you think it's a cheating thing? Are you talking specifically about Andrew Lincoln and the signs and all that stuff with Keira Knightley?
All right, so this was all started by Bill Oram, who was...
I watched it and thought the same thing.
Right. You but agree with Oram.
Yes, I agree with Oram.
That in this movie, Keira Knightley is married to Chidiwell Ejiofor.
Yes.
Who
well pronounced.
Who is best friends with Andrew Lincoln.
Who's from Walking Dead, yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Lincoln is in love with Keira Knightley. He's in love with his best friend's wife.
Yep.
And he obviously can't tell her. So at one point he comes over with a bunch of cue cards and he rings her doorbell while Ejiofor's sitting on the couch and he holds up the cue cards explaining all this.
Do you remember what the first cue card says?
No.
Tell him it's Carol Singers.
And he yells. Yeah, he yells.
Lies.
Who is it? And she says, it's Carol Singers.
Carol Singers.
And he's, tell him to bug off. And he puts on Silent Night in a boombox.
Yep.
And then he holds up the cards. Now, after that, Keira Knightley, he walks away after it's over. And basically, it was him ending this charade, saying, hey, I can't tell you. I'm never going to act on it, but just know that I think you're great. She runs after him and kisses him on the lips and then runs back to her husband. And Bergman has decided that despite the fact that it was blatantly clear she runs away from him and goes back to her husband, that she cheated. Bergman, explain yourself.
She still ran after him. First of all, lied to Ejiofor. I don't want to say his first name because I don't know how to say it.
Chidiwell.
Lied to him, saying that it was Carol Singers, even despite that this is his best friend.
Yep.
Then went out and kissed him on the lips. She is doing everything. She's lying. She's running back after him. She didn't have to run back after
Greg,
him.
You,
he walked away.
Greg,
he was done.
You realize that if she goes, and what I think you're suggesting is she should have gone and told Ejiofor. Jorge pulled up the scene.
Even if you don't tell him, you walk away. You don't
Michael,
go
have
out
you ever
and
seen
go
this
kiss
movie?
Him on the lips.
Okay. So this is Andrew Lincoln basically professing his love to his best friend's wife.
That's sick.
And
bug her off.
It wasn't just bug off.
Singers.
Yeah. And then after he does his bit with the cue cards, she runs after him and kisses him as if to say thank you for giving me this compliment, and then she runs back to her husband. Is that cheating?
Oh, heck yeah.
What?
That's insulting to her husband. Why don't you kiss him?
I think that's just thank
a,
you.
It's a pity kiss.
No pity kiss.
No, she should have said, I'm not interested in you. Get out of here. This is very inappropriate.
Yep.
It's supposed to be your friend.
Yeah, but you realize that if she does what you're suggesting, or Greg, if she tells Edgefor,
right,
it ruins the friendship between Andrew Lincoln.
What kind of friend does that?
Yeah, he's a bad friend.
Greg,
Andrew Lincoln is a bad
friend.
You cannot
help who you love. You can't help who you love.
How about show some respect for your friend?
Show some freaking respect.
Jorge, would this be cool with you if Brenda did this?
Hell no.
Hell no,
is right.
Hey, we brought Lisa on, and she said it was a pity kiss.
Man, you're weak. You're a weak man. You are not Mason.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? No.
You'll tolerate that from your spouse or from your significant
I would absolutely. If somebody showed up with a stack full of signs to show to Juan.
Wait a minute.
And he yelled, it's Kale Singers. I would say, okay, just tell him to bugger off.
Hey, wait a minute. You know what Michael's suggesting, Jorge?
What is it?
That Edgefor come out to Andrew Lincoln and say, hey, back the F up.
No, man.
That's the theme.
Jorge and Greg, that's breaking the bro code.
So right here, Michael, Michael, watch this scene right here.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Are you kidding me?
So she comes out.
Yeah.
She says, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, she got to go.
For being in love with me.
She got to go.
But watch, that's Michael.
Right. Watch.
She says, it's over.
There's something
she runs back to her husband.
Nah, there's something there. She got to go.
Yeah, you wouldn't go after him if there wasn't even a slight feeling.
You two are idiots.
She felt sorry for him. No.
You know what?
You don't have to go kiss him. Love.
No, give him a pity hug and say, get the F out of here.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
That's right.
Come on, what's wrong with you, Mason Ireland? Be a man. Grow
no,
up.
Have a heart, a man. Have a heart. Poor Andrew Lincoln, man. He fell in love with the wrong girl.
He's an idiot.
He can't help it.
Love
is love. Yeah, have some respect.
He's disrespectful.
Yeah, another take I'm surprised by. All right, we
got
to get to Game of Games.
You got a good friend, Ireland?
Yeah, several.
If he came after Lisa like that, would you be, oh, that's cool?
I don't want to know about it.
Well, if you knew about it, why would you react?
What did you
no,
find out?
If Lisa, I trust Lisa to handle it.
But if she handled it the way she did, how would you handle
Fine.
It?
Fine. Lisa's not sleeping with that guy. She's saying goodbye to him.
She feels sorry for him.
Yeah.
Is she attracted to him sexually?
No.
No.
Physically?
Sorry
no,
for
she just
she
gave
attracted.
Him. She just patted
she
him on the lapels.
She was not attracted.
I mean, you're out of here. Get lost.
That was a real
If
kid,
she wasn't what Chiwell Odafor, she would have been.
By the way, you completely butchered it after I've said it like nine times.
That's a hard word. It's like Michael saying antenna kumpo.
All right, we got to get to Game of Games because it's deciding the whole month.
Pepe's waiting.
All right, so call Pepe, Greg. And while you're doing that, let me tell you about Toyota. If you're trying to find a new car, this is what you're going to hear. We ain't got them. We have no inventory. You can't get a car right now. Not at Toyota. New vehicles are arriving daily at your Southern California Toyota dealer. You can check out the huge selection, like the all-new Tacoma with its tough exterior, incredible towing capacity. You can test drive the powerful and rugged Tacoma TRD Sport with its great durability, proven capability. And right now, you can get an incredible deal on not only the Tacoma TRD Sport, but the full lineup of Toyota cars and trucks. You can get a special lease, low APR, even get cash back on the Toyota truck you've always wanted. To see all offers on a new Tacoma or to find a dealer near you, visit toyota.com. We make it easy. Game of Games next, ESPN LA.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani, called jacob.com, and Pepe Mantilla joins us for Michael's game. Hey, Pepe.
Beto Durant's here. I can help another Mexican.
Oh, nice.
All right, wait a minute. Greg, explain what the stakes are today.
So it comes down to today. It's between me and you, Ireland.
Again.
If anybody besides you wins, I win the month.
Ooh, I like it.
I have six. You have five.
I'm like Team USA,
three.
Beto. I got to win or I'm out.
That's it.
Okay,
anybody but Bergman.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody but Bergman
Am I
wins.
Anybody but Ireland.
This up I'm just for
here.
Ireland.
No, you're just here.
Help,
yeah. All right. Okay. Michael, what do we got today?
Well,
wait, do we have Pepe?
Pepe?
Hold
there.
On. Let me...
Come on, Pepe.
Hi.
Hello, Pepe.
How you doing?
Good. Pepe,
hi, how you doing?
Good, sir. All right, so Pepe, here's Michael's game. Listen closely.
We are all caught up in World Cup fever since we have all soccer sickness or football fever. Today's Game of Games is about the world's greatest and most popular sporting event, the World Cup. Pepe's here, el presidente of the pitch, el jefe. So let's go.
All right, this will be tough to beat Pepe, but let's go.
The first World Cup took place in what year? 1920? No,
wait, it's
multiple choice.
It's multiple choice, you dope.
1928, 30, or 32?
Jorge.
32.
Greg.
32.
Mace.
30.
I will say 28. Pepe.
30.
It's 30?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Mason and Pepe are on the board.
How many teams were in the first World Cup? 13, 11, or 12?
Greg.
13, 11, or 12? 12.
Mace.
Yeah, 12.
12 sounds right. Pepe.
13.
Jorge.
12.
What's the answer, Michael?
13.
Oh, how could there be an odd number of teams?
Yeah, Pepe's got the lead. I don't know how they did that with 13 teams.
Well, somebody got a bye, apparently.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Come on, Pepe.
Qatar got its name from the Arabic word Katran in reference to what? The coast, petroleum, or the kingdom? Coast, petroleum, or kingdom? How did it get its name?
I will go kingdom.
I'll also go kingdom. Pepe.
I'll say kingdom, too.
Jorge.
Kingdom.
Greg.
With the crowd.
It is petroleum.
Oh!
From gas and tar and all that stuff that's all the natural stuff that's
here. That was my chance. Okay.
In 1934, the 16-team field was reduced to 15 because something happened to the Austrian team. What was it? Was it kicked out, absorbed by Germany, or simply dropped out of the 34 World Cup?
What year was this? 34?
34.
Okay.
What happened to Austria?
Got it.
I'm going to say...
kicked out, absorbed by Germany, or dropped out?
I'm going to say absorbed by Germany. Pepe.
I think it was absorbed by Germany.
Jorge.
Kicked out.
Greg.
Absorbed by Germany.
Mace.
Yeah, I think they were absorbed by Germany.
It was absorbed by Germany.
Wow. Okay, everybody but Jorge got that.
How many World Cups has soccer-talented Spain won? 3, 2, or 1?
Pepe.
One.
Jorge.
One.
Greg.
One.
Mace.
Not going to bet against Pepe. One.
It's either one or two, but I don't have the guts to say. You know what? I will do it, Michael. I'll say two.
It is one.
Yes.
John's down. Come on. Keep
How
going.
Score
go,
now?
Pepe.
All right. Here's the score. Pepe, 4. Mason, 3. Bergman, 2. Jorge and I, 1.
How many times has the worst country on earth, North Korea, played in the World Cup? Once, twice, or 3 times?
Jorge.
Once.
Greg.
Yeah, I think once.
Mace.
Yeah, once was enough.
I'll also say once. Pepe.
Once.
Twice. 1966.
Oh, I blew another chance.
And 2010.
Okay, next one.
Brazil has the most World Cups with 5. 2 countries have 4. Germany is 1. Who is the other country with 4 World Cups? Italy, Argentina, or France?
Greg, this is you.
France.
Mace.
Argentina.
I will also say Argentina. Pepe.
Italy.
Italy. Jorge.
Italy.
It is Italy.
Oh, Pepe's running away with it.
Let's go, Pepe!
I knew Pepe'd be tough.
The leader of Qatar is called what? Emir, king, or prince?
This one is Mace.
Prince.
I also say prince. Pepe.
Prince.
Jorge.
Prince.
Greg.
Yeah, prince.
Emir.
I've absolutely had my chances. Okay.
Only one man has played in the World Cup in different sports. Soccer is one of them. What is the other sport this guy played in? Was it rugby, cricket, or equestrian?
This is Pepe.
It's you.
Pepe's so far ahead. Pepe, go ahead.
Rugby, cricket, or equestrian? Rugby, cricket, or equestrian? World Cup.
Cricket.
Jorge.
Cricket.
Yeah, cricket.
Greg.
Yeah, cricket.
Mace.
I'm going cricket.
Yeah, I'll go with the crowd.
Cricket.
Okay.
Shirt swapping was once prohibited in 1986 because FIFA didn't want the players doing what? A, not risk passing germs, not wasting money for extra shirts, or not baring their chests?
Pepe.
What is the question again, Mike? I'm sorry.
Shirt swapping was once prohibited by FIFA in 1986. Why? Not risking passing germs, not wasting money for extra shirts, or not baring their chest?
The germs.
Okay, Jorge.
Baring their chest.
Greg.
Baring their chest.
Mace.
Baring their chest.
I'll go baring their chest.
It is the chest.
Okay, yes. So we got one.
So everybody picked up a point on Pepe there.
Yeah, all right, so let's do, here's the score. Pepe 6, Mason 5, Greg and Jorge 4, and Ireland 3. We'll do five more, Michael, and then we're done.
Everybody gets to guess on this, so you don't have to jump in. What is the lowest attendance for a World Cup game? Everybody gets a guess. The closest to it wins. What's the lowest attendance for a World Cup game?
Pepe.
10,000.
Jorge.
8,000.
Greg.
100.
100. Mace.
Closest. I will say 10,000.
I'm going to say 1.
It is 300. Bergman gets that
one.
In 1930.
John, playing like Mexico. A lot of chances. Not scoring, man.
I know. Yeah, I know. Four more.
The highest attendance for a World Cup game was in 1950 in Rio. Brazil versus Uruguay. What was the attendance? 205,000, 199,000, or 203,000? 205, 199, or 203?
Pepe.
205.
Jorge.
203.
Greg.
203.
Mace.
199.
I will go 203.
199.
Oh, Mason's tied Pepe.
Oh, wow.
All right, three more left.
The most common surname at the World Cup is what? Gonzalez, Rodriguez, or Hernandez?
Pepe.
You should know this. You're Latin.
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, he says. Mace.
Hernandez.
Jorge.
Hernandez. Hernandez.
Greg.
Yeah, Hernandez.
What did Pepe, what did you say?
Rodriguez, I think.
Rodriguez. Though.
I'll say Hernandez.
It is Gonzalez.
Oh! All right, two more.
Two more. What's the score? Are you out, John?
I'm out.
Yeah, I win the month.
Sorry, go ahead.
The fastest. Ruin the suspense, you dope.
The fastest red card was given out to a Uruguayan defender in the 86 World Cup. How fast did he get kicked out of the game? 15 seconds in, 23 seconds, or 52 seconds?
Well, if he got kicked out in the first minute, I'll go first and I'm out of it. I'll say 15 seconds. Pepe.
The fastest red card given out.
15, 23, or 52 seconds. The fastest red card ever given out.
15.
Mace.
I will go 15.
Greg.
23.
Jorge.
Yeah, 23.
52 seconds.
Oh, nobody got it.
Nobody got it.
Okay, so that means this is the last one. That means Jorge, Greg, and I are all out. It comes down to Mason and Pepe.
All right, there we go.
All right, here it is to decide it. You guys each have six.
You're going down, Pepe. You
both should. Well, here it is. Who is the only player to score a goal in five World Cups? Pele, Ronaldo, or Maradona?
Mace.
Pepe's got a huge built-in advantage here.
Why, just because he's a Latino?
No, because he follows soccer. I'll say Maradona.
Pepe.
I'll say Ronaldo.
That is Ronaldo.
Pepe wins again.
Congrats, Pepe.
There you go, man.
There you go, buddy.
Congratulate him in Spanish there, Beto Duran.
Yeah.
No, it's not fair. Michael, I'm not congratulating him.
What, Pepe?
I was screaming Ronaldo down the line if somebody could hear me. Right. I was hoping Mason or somebody.
We got too many cooks in the kitchen. Pepe, what were you going to say?
I'm glad that Michael is not the commissioner of any sport.
Why?
Yes, I agree.
Because your suggestions are crazy. I mean, you talk about hockey, you talk about soccer. Crazy ideas.
Sedano, you don't think they should modify the offside rule?
No, I actually think they're finally getting it right, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and what about George Michael's idea of making the puck in hockey the size of a frisbee?
Bigger, so we can see a goal.
Are you insane?
How about the size of a tea saucer, then?
Yeah.
All right.
How is it different from the puck?
Pepe, thank you. See you at the game.
Thank you.
Andale, Pepe. By Jacob Amrani. Remember, if you want to win, he is your guy. Call Jacob.com. Time for the Super Stager.
I won Game of Games.
And we start out with a big congratulations to Greg Bergman, who has won the
And you know what,
game.
Bergman? Yeah. I am Mexico. I had like six
you
chances
did. You
there
did. You did.
To to go the other way, and I just I was like the Lakers the other night, Michael. I blew a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter.
I am the champion!
You know what I find amazing? We started a Game of Games, what, 2-3 years ago maybe?
Yeah.
3 years ago? I have one time I tied for the month.
Yeah, you're
terrible.
I have
terrible. Never won any individual.
It's because Bergman and I are hopelessly competitive.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
And also, you're not good at it, Mace. You know what? You don't wait for the question to get asked.
I have a real don't give a F attitude.
Then why do you care that you don't win?
Right. I just think it's funny. I mean, I think it's funny that I haven't.
Well, I don't know how funny you think it is.
Tell you what, I'm
going to
apply myself
off.
In December. I'm going to apply myself in December, and I'm going
to
win.
Well, it's a good month for you to do that because I'm going to be gone for like most of the month.
Excellent.
So you've got,
and I'll be in. So it's on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Mace, I don't know how much you think it's funny when Ireland fist pumped that I beat you.
That was super annoying. Super annoying. And Alex, the security guard, is like, why does everybody hate you? I'm like,
because it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, so Donna, you heard that Mason finally figured out his password today?
Really? For the food app?
Yeah.
Yep, for the food app.
What was the password?
It was my favorite movie, Chinatown.
Oh, wow.
And he's mentioned
Wait,
it.
You never guessed Chinatown?
No, and he never guessed that. He gets to ask one yes or no question. It was Michael that said.
Does it have something to do with movies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm standing right here. I'm facing the wall. There is my Chinatown framed poster signed by Robert Towne, my favorite movie of all time. So literally, as I'm sitting here guessing, the answer is directly
This went
in front
on for months,
of my face.
Right?
Yeah.
It's gone on forever. Yeah, finally I get to order donuts.
So what are you going to do to celebrate?
I'm ordering I'm ordering donuts.
Don't do it. You've held out this long. Yeah. Don't do it.
Right.
Oh, God, be strong. It's like, start December right.
It's like going back on crack.
Wow. It's not the same as crack.
For you it is.
Yeah, maybe it is. Donuts are a bit like crack for me. No, I should probably try to clean up my act a little bit.
You've been trying since January, right?
I've been trying, yeah.
And you've been leaning up, Mace. You've been looking good.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, no, I've been tightening up. I'll lay off. I'll stick with the discipline. Yeah, I'll stick. As far as you're concerned, I'm sticking with the discipline. So, where's Cappy?
I don't know where Cappy is today. He just took the day off, so we have Beto here.
Or you could say, hi, Beto. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
You know, I'm a huge Beto fan.
I'm a huge Mason fan.
Yeah.
I thought you guys didn't like each other.
We squashed it.
Yeah, we put that to bed.
Once he did.
Once he let me on his show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did
a
show
together.
Mason
knows how to ban you. I believe me. He did that for me, too.
You know,
why did you get banned?
I'm black.
You have Michael. What? Michael. It was Bergman that banned you.
Bergman the banner?
It's Bergman who didn't want you on the air because you were black.
Yeah. Right? Well, here's the absolute truth.
Do the absolute truth.
Mason wanted him banned, and Bergman took the hit for it.
Bergman does the dirty work.
Yeah, exactly. No, Bergman agreed with Mason. He didn't want you on the show either.
Well, that's not true. I wanted 2 seconds.
He needs to ban some other people from the show.
Right?
Like who?
2 seconds.
There's a couple Freddie people Prince you have. No, I'll bring Freddie back.
Oh, no, don't ban Freddie. Freddie's
the
coolest.
Yeah, he had a good Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Well, I downloaded that for the trip.
It's fun. It's cute.
Is it?
Yeah, right, it's really good. The thing about that is it has a Latino background without telling you, hey, we're Latinos in it. So it was actually pretty good.
My mom loved it.
Yeah, it was good.
She's got a big crush on Freddie.
Yeah.
Oh, who doesn't? So do I. Yeah, I wish God would make me look
like
that.
He's in the boat with Usain Bolt and Roger Federer.
And Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And Rick Fox.
And The Rock.
And Rick Fox, yeah. Some good looking men.
It's a yacht right there, Michael.
Oh, I know, man. I wouldn't mind being a crew on that yacht.
Hey, Michael, you know Sedano's going to be in Milwaukee when we're there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Man, Sedano, you work harder than Trudell.
Maybe. Trudell's everyone.
Well,
as I like
Sedano flies... like
first
commercial.
Class?
No.
Oh, commercial.
Yeah. Well, I fly commercial. You guys fly charters. Yeah. Is that?
Yeah.
He doesn't. He actually touches his bags, Michael.
Wow. You got to get the Stephen A. deal, man. You got to fly private.
Sedano, do you fly first class?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I always.
You guys do, don't you?
No, I don't.
Our plane.
No, but
like
isn't that in your contract?
Class.
If you're an ESPN talent, you should fly first class.
Not originally, George. You had to work up to it, right?
I think after my first deal, though, I got it.
Yeah.
See, I just don't. I always think when I go to Costa Rica, which is where I like to go on vacation, it's a 6-hour flight. And I'm like, yeah, but it's so much more expensive to fly first class. And it's over in 6 hours. So why not just fly coach and spend that money when you get there?
You ever get stuck in the middle seat?
I will not sit in a middle seat. Oh. I will not. I will sit on an aisle and an aisle only. Window if it's absolute desperation. Mm-hmm. But middle seat, I cannot deal with.
Yeah, me either.
But I'm also on like 25 or 30 flights a year for the company. So I think that it's worth them paying for it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
sure.
Totally fine.
Sedano, we got to go on a 6-game road trip to save our season, the Lakers.
I saw that.
What do they need to get on that trip? 3-3, 4-2?
What's a reasonable record at the end of this road trip, George?
Well, look, I'm expecting like 2-4. But I think anything above that is a surprise even to some extent. The expectation is 2-4 for me.
Yeah.
I think they can go 3-3.
Yeah, they can go 3-3.
But anything less than 2-4, like 1-5 or 0-6.
Is Maxey playing already? Is he back for Philly?
Embiid is. I don't know if Maxey.
I saw Embiid play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Harden is still out, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But Middleton might. You guys might get Middleton on Friday.
Yeah, and we also don't play in Philly until next Friday, right, Michael?
Yeah.
Next Friday. Yeah. So you go Milwaukee, Washington, D.C., Cleveland, Toronto, Philly, Detroit.
So include tonight, Portland, and as Beto said, Milwaukee, Washington, Cleveland, Toronto, Philly, Detroit.
Yeah, and by the way, Portland crushing loss yesterday. They did the Lakers. They blew an 18-point lead.
They melted away, yeah.
And then they got to get on a plane.
So what do you think, if the next seven games, by the time you get back to this road trip, what is the record going to be? It's 7-12
I think they should be Portland tonight. They're on a back-to-back against the Clippers, and the Lakers have done well when teams had to play the Clippers the night before.
And there's no Damian Lillard.
Although, George, that was the case with Indiana, and it didn't exactly
work out. Right, but previous to that, you had done pretty well when the teams had come. The other teams you beat were all coming off back-to-backs against the Clippers,
yeah.
Even though they were at home, but still.
After these next seven games, if we could be... We could be 11-14, something like that. No, yeah, 4-3. Go 4-3 over the next seven. We're still in the mix.
Definitely still in the mix. Yeah. Definitely.
Just make it competitive for Friday. That's all I care. Yeah. Okay, because I'm.
Oh, that's your game.
Right?
Okay.
I don't want a blowout on Friday. Just give me something competitive.
Well, we should be. Milwaukee's a big time team. Anthony Davis versus Giannis. LeBron's in town, so that should be a real competitive, fun game.
So road games, Milwaukee. I don't think we win.
I'd be surprised.
Washington's a winnable game. Cleveland, I think, is a loss. Toronto.
Toronto's a back-to-back
in Toronto.
Through customs.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
At Philly's tough. We should win the Detroit game.
No way. Detroit's gonna be a day game on a Sunday, the last game of the road trip.
So what do you have them going? 3-4?
Yeah.
No, it's a night game. It's a night game in Detroit. No, it's a day game in LA.
6 o'clock tip in Detroit.
It's a 6 o'clock.
Oh, it's 6 o'clock. Oh, okay, I'm looking at it. Yeah. All right, okay.
3 o'clock here.
Yeah.
Still, though, the last game of road trip against the team.
No, but you got to win that one. That's the one that's most winnable.
That's when you're ready to go home.
George, no, Sonano's right. That's the one game the Lakers might even be favored in.
I think they're going to be 10-16.
So let me ask you this. When you guys go to Toronto, like, even though you're flying charter, what is the custom situation like when you guys go to Toronto as opposed to like a regular person when
it's
they
not
fly
that bad.
Commercial?
We land at a private airport, then you have to get your own bags and carry them through customs. You give them your passport and you got to fill out that customs thing.
Yeah.
That's real quick.
And then you get on the bus and you're gone. Yeah.
And
I love Toronto, by the way. I mean, I don't love it in like, you know, the dead of winter.
Yeah, I'm bummed out.
What's the word that everybody uses when they talk about Toronto?
What?
Clean.
Yeah,
it's like
clean New York.
Yeah, that's that. Beto hit it. It's like New York, but cleaner.
I've been doing fights in Toronto, so I'm gonna go 8 times next year, and I got a guy for you guys. Stocky will take care of you.
Except
I got a guy.
You
don't have a night there.
Yeah, we don't have a night off in Toronto.
Whatever you need, Michael. Whatever restaurant you want, he's got you.
There's a bunch of good ones there.
Oh, absolutely, right there, right there.
Soto's great.
Overrated.
You think it's overrated?
I got a great Colombian.
It was
place
good. Don't get me wrong, but I thought I was expecting.
Trattoria Giancarlo's good too. Toronto.
I mean, Soto was fine, but I thought the food was going to be cooked by God the way I was pumping it up.
I love Soto.
I love Soto.
You know who you ask is Alex McKechnie. Yeah. He's got all the nooks and crannies figured out up there. Yeah.
No, he's not from there. He's Scottish.
What's your favorite restaurant? Michael, I know that it's usually the Four Seasons or wherever you're staying or wherever the hell.
Or
the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
But if you actually have to go to a restaurant on the road, which is the one you like the most and what city is it in?
Well, let me think. Alan and I, we usually hit someplace.
You go have the chicken. You go to Gus's. That's what you do.
No, I'll tell you, when we're in Dallas, we go to the Capitol Grill.
The Capitol Grill?
Come on,
Michael.
I go there.
At least go to Nick and Sam's.
Well, this reminds me, Sedano, of my favorite Michael story when it comes to restaurants. So we're in Beijing, and Mike Thompson, our old boss, different than Michael,
hey, buddy.
Was on that trip because he's married to a Chinese woman, Jan. And so he comes downstairs one night, and he says, buddy, going to take you guys out for some Peking duck. And I said, Peking duck? He goes, it's great. I go, okay. So I call Michael and I said, hey, Mike Thompson's taking us out for Peking duck. Michael says, can't go. Got plans. I said, okay. So Mike and I and a couple other guys went for the Peking duck. It was good. So I get back to the hotel and I see Michael and I said, where'd you go? He goes, I went out with Andy, his brother. I said, where'd you go? He gets this kind of smirk on his face. He looks at me and he goes, TGI Fridays.
Oh, come on!
In Beijing? In Beijing.
What the hell, Mike?
It must have been connected to the hotel.
It was close.
That's right around the corner. But it was Andy's idea. He said, that's cheaper because he didn't want to spend all the money in
the
hotel.
So you went to China and got the chicken fingers.
I thought they were chicken. They were kind of stringy. It was kind of stringy. I said, oh, man, is this really chicken? I ate it, but it didn't seem like chicken.
Such a Michael story. Yeah. Such a Michael story.
TGI Fridays. TGI Fridays. What the hell?
Were you like 16?
No, man, I figured that was Andy's idea.
He finds something that works, he sticks with it.
But he's in his 60s. Come on, Michael.
Believe
explore.
Me, it wasn't my idea.
Live
I didn't
a little,
go.
Man.
But you
get
didn't pay, though,
there.
Right?
Yeah,
enjoy the world.
I'm paying, too.
Yeah,
oh, you paid for this?
Yeah.
Michael always pays. Mike's the most generous guy when it comes to dinner ever.
That's right.
He always picks up the tab.
Because Stu Lance is usually in our party, and I say, well, as long as Stu is around, he doesn't ever have to pay for food for dinner because he's the reason why I got my job.
Yeah, okay.
So all right. Well, just a small way to pay him back.
You know, I don't know. Picking up the check is something that I've made a habit of. I can't remember the last time I didn't pick up the check.
That's nice of you, Mace.
Yeah, same with Sedano. Sedano's the same way.
RJ Bell.
Oh, that.
No, you actually did pick up the check. That was the issue.
I picked up the damn check.
Yeah.
He got me this. So RJ Bell used to be our gambling guy. So he says, come to Vegas. I'll show you the
town. I'll take you around all the great restaurants.
I'm going to take you to this great restaurant called Milos. And I go to this restaurant, and Juan is there, and a friend of ours is there. And we're sitting down, and RJ Bell is talking his spiel. And he says to the waiter, I'll just have whatever the chef thinks is best tonight. And they bring out this block of salt. And inside the block of salt is a fish. So you've got to pound the block of salt to get to the fish. So you hammer away at it. You get the fish. It was fine, right? It was fine. It was kind of a pain in the ass with the salt on it. Then all of a sudden RJ says, okay, have a good night. And he leaves. And we're stuck with the friggin' bill. And that bill was like $600 for three of us. It was ridiculous. And he's the one that said, let me show you the town.
Yeah. That was.
So you thought he was picking up the tab.
Correct.
Is that why he's not on the station?
Everybody at the table thought he was picking up the
tab. That is absolutely why he's not on the station anymore.
Wow. So he's banned. That's a good reason to get banned.
That is a real ban.
Went to a dinner in Miami not that long ago, actually.
George always pays. He will not let anybody even leave the table.
Well, Miami's his town. You should
No, any city I've been to.
Oh, okay.
And we had what was that what we had for dinner? We went to that little Italian place I like.
The risotto we had.
What was the special we had, though? It was really good.
That risotto and something else, and it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, with like lobster or something. Right. Or
hey, let me ask you guys something before we get out of here, as Michael would say.
Yeah, that's what we say in the hood.
The hood of Data Point.
It's Jimmy V Week on ESPN. We raise a bunch of money for cancer
yesterday
research.
Was National Giving Tuesday.
So right now on one of the ESPNs, they're replaying the Jimmy V speech. I would say the most famous speech in American history is Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
Yeah.
Number two is probably Abraham Lincoln Emancipation Proclamation. Am I right to say that in terms of famous American speeches, that Jimmy V is in the top five?
Top five? What about John Kennedy's Ask What You Can Do for Your Country?
Yeah, all speeches ever. American speeches.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know, man.
The We Go
I mean, it's a great
speech
but I mean,
Kennedy?
I don't know. I Have a Dream, the Gettysburg Address.
Well, those are one and two. Well,
the Gettysburg Address is two sentences.
Although, the Gettysburg Address is very, very short.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if Martin Luther King
was... It still was a very important speech in American history.
Yeah. Do non-sports people know the Jimmy V speech?
No. Well, he doesn't really talk about sports.
Right.
I don't even know. Is it the best sports one? Would the Lou Gehrig one be one?
Nah, all he says is I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
That's a pretty
I mean, it's actually
speech.
A lot longer than that, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah. So if Martin Luther King's one, Abraham Lincoln's two.
You're saying Jim Valvano is three?
I'm saying Jim Valvano is three, four, or five.
Wow.
Yeah, it's up there.
It's up there. I mean, I don't.
How about Eisenhower's like farewell address or something?
Yeah, those are. I listen to those when I walk monuments every year. It's none of those speeches are as good as Valvano's. I've listened to JFK. Ask not what you can.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, that's good, but it's not as good as Jimmy V's speech.
No.
It is. If you've never watched it start to finish, go online and find it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's probably 10 minutes long. It's right before he died, and they say he barely had enough energy to walk on stage.
Yeah.
Mike Krzyzewski was with him that day and said, I thought I was going to have to carry him up there.
Yeah,
he just knocks it out of the park.
Dick Vitale gave a great speech when they honored him. I think it was last year or something.
Right. Yeah.
He was up there, and Dick Vitale is one of the greatest speakers ever.
Well, he's raised more money for cancer than almost any American.
Yeah, and he got cancer, and he's recovering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was so weird that he got
it. Yeah, Dick V's speech was pretty good. I mean, Val Vanna's
speech was
pretty
good. So listen, guys, have a great road trip. John and Michael both going on the road.
Yes,
going
to be cold.
Go Lakers tonight.
I know, the high of 35 on Friday.
Gosh.
How does
Michael, what time are we teeing off?
Yeah, you would.
Whistling Straits. Let's do it.
Do it.
Black people don't play below 70 degrees.
Tomorrow.
God didn't put us in Scandinavia.
In the meantime, lots of stupidity with Shidano and Beto this afternoon. Back tomorrow at 1, 7:10 ESPN.